This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Department of Energy says it's canceling billions of dollars in clean energy funding. CPR's Ishan Thakur has more.
The funding supported more than 200 projects across the country, but mainly in Democratic-led states. In Colorado, more than $600 million could be canceled, according to an analysis by congressional Democrats. That funding supported projects that reduced methane emissions from oil wells and supported power grids in rural areas. Chris Wright, the DOE secretary, says the projects were not a good investment. But Democrats say the cancellations were politically motivated. Senator John Hickenlooper called the cancellations illegal and a form of, quote, political vengeance. The terminations are likely to face legal challenges. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
The next steps are taking shape over whether a second Buc-ee's location will come to Colorado. The proposal has divided residents of Palmer Lake, north of Colorado Springs. Last night, the town's Board of Trustees voted 4-3 to postpone a hearing on zoning until early February. Beth Harris was one of the trustees who did not want to postpone the hearing.
It stands to reason that we would have that rezoning piece as a point of information, that decision as a point of data for the voters to consider.
Harris is referring to the fact that voters in Palmer Lake will soon decide whether to annex land where the massive travel plaza would be built. There's no date for that public vote, but Palmer Lake trustees still now have to wait until next year before tackling the matter of town rezoning. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.